This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Alois, in New Delhi on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with President of Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defence, space, energy, culture and people-to-people linkages. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanaike on the sidelines of the summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed avenues of cooperation in areas such as energy, connectivity, infrastructure, healthcare, skilling, culture, blue economy and more. The leaders also took stock of the progress in India-Sri Lanka relations in recent times. Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, on the sidelines of the summit. Both leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius' enhanced strategic partnership, particularly in harnessing emerging technologies for the progress and prosperity of peoples of both the countries. During the meeting with the United States Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Prime Minister Modi exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Vaishnaw said more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learned a lot and interacted with many experts from all over the world. He elaborated that practically every major AI player in the world participated in the large numbers. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Vibrant Village Programme 2.0 at Nathunpur in the Indo-Bangladesh border area of Katigora in Kachar district of Assam. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Shah said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several steps for the development of border areas. He said such programmes would be organised in 334 blocks and in about 1,954 villages in 17 states of the country, as well as in 140 border villages of Assam. He also said that development works have also started in 334 blocks and in about 2,000 villages along the Indo-Pakistan border. Terming the illegal encroachment a biggest problem in Assam, the Home Minister said encroachers have occupied several villages. He said the Bharatiya Janata Party government has taken effective steps to stop encroachment in last 10 years.
In Assam, infiltrators are snatching away the rights of the Assamese people. Congress governments left our borders open for infiltrators. 10 years ago, the people of Assam began forming a Bharatiya Janata Party government in the state. And in our very first 5 years, we worked to stop infiltration.
The Supreme Court today directed deployment of serving and former district judges to assist the Election Commission in the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul Pancholi passed a slew of fresh directions to ensure completion of the Special Intensive Revision process in the state. The bench ordered deputation of judicial officers for adjudication of claims and objections of persons put under logical discrepancy list. It asked the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice to spare the judicial officers and find former judges to assist in SIR work. In ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia defeated Oman by 9 wickets in the last Group B match in Sri Lanka tonight. Chasing a target of 105 runs, Australia overhauled the target with 9 wickets in hand in only 9.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.